Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. It is so good to be with all of you on this Thursday morning. You can turn in your Bibles to John chapter 20, because what we are doing is we are beginning a conversation with Jesus in the morning that will then last throughout the day. And this week, we are discovering or rediscovering one of the essential teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, that you are the house that God is building, that I am the temple, that we are the place where the Spirit of God dwells. And so it's utterly appropriate to be a people that begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning that then lasts throughout the day, because the simple invitation of the gospel is to walk and talk with Jesus. And so grab a Bible, grab a journal, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, find that spot, and let's begin a talk with Jesus. So John chapter 20, the title of the podcast this morning is Breathe. And the question is, what are you really struggling with in the midst of this season? What is really bothering you? What thought or feeling are you having in the midst of this season that is really difficult or heavy? And it might be fear of what's going to happen next. You know, it might be anxiety of, you know, how much longer is this going to go? It might be sadness or grief because we're missing things or we're missing people. It might be this kind of simmering sense of guilt or shame or condemnation. But what is that thought or that feeling, that struggle? What is really bothering you right now? Because we're about to look at a story where Jesus shows up in the midst of his disciples that are really struggling and really being bothered by a number of things. And so John chapter 20, verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am now sending you." And with this, he breathed on them, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." So Jesus shows up in the midst of the disciples' wilderness, and they're afraid. They're anxious. They're sad. They're grieving. They're missing. They're experiencing this sense of guilt and shame and condemnation. And Jesus walks into the room, and notice Jesus is carrying, if you will, the Spirit or the breath of God. And when he walks into the room, he brings peace, which is what begins to defeat fear and anxiety. He brings joy, which is what begins to defeat sadness. He brings forgiveness, which defeats guilt and shame and condemnation. He walks into the room, and notice, he walks into the room with the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God, and he literally breathes on his disciples. Now, what's going on there? Well, at the very beginning of our story, when God creates Adam, he forms Adam, and then God literally brings Adam close enough to God in order to breathe into Adam the breath of life. And Adam, it says, becomes a living being. And we find out right then and there what God has always intended for humanity, that we would be filled with God, that we would be the house filled with the Spirit, the breath, the Shekinah glory of God. And so we see in this resurrection passage, Jesus enters the room with the wind, with the breath, with the Shekinah glory of God, begins to defeat fear and anxiety and sadness and guilt with peace and joy and forgiveness. And then Jesus does to his disciples what God did to Adam. He breathes on them and they receive and are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they become the house. We become the house of the living God. Now, I struggle with fear and anxiety and sadness and guilt just like we all do. And I tend to think that the answer is out there. If I could fix something or do something or create something or find something, that the answer is out there. And so then what we do is we try to control what is out there because we think the answer is out there. But what this passage is saying is that the answer to fear, anxiety, guilt is not out there. It is knowing the one that is right here. It is receiving and breathing in the Spirit of God that is right here. And that's exactly what Jesus, the house of the living God, does to the disciples who become the house of the living God. And I want us to just meditate on this image of the disciples literally breathing in the breath of God that Jesus is breathing on them or in them, and they then become living beings, overjoyed and with peace. Now, what I want us to do this morning is I want us to breathe. And so meditation is an ancient and beautiful spiritual practice. And meditation isn't listening, really, because listening is active. Meditation is relaxing. It's relaxing mind and body and emotion and spirit and just enjoying breathing in the breath of God. So take 4 minutes and just breathe in God and enjoy just relaxing and experiencing the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God that is in this room and is bringing peace and bringing joy. And so let's breathe in the breath of God today, because we are the house, the temple of the living God. And let's continue breathing in the breath of God throughout the day as we walk through the wilderness with Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.